Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. It's good to see each and every one of you. And I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. And we're just thankful for the goodness of God. Amen. And we're thankful that His hand is on our life. We're thankful that He's touching each and every one of us and that He loves us. Amen.
Amen.
And that He's with us through every day and every struggle and every moment, whether it's good or bad. Amen. God is with us and He helps us and He loves us. And so tonight, I just want to thank you for being here in His presence. And tonight, we're just going to worship God and lean into Him and let Him touch you and bless you. And I just thank God for each one of you being here. And we're just going to enter into His presence in the time of worship. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we're thankful.
And I tried with all my might.
My confidence. Yeah. but I guess I'm going to be vulnerable. But I used to think, when I first heard this song, I used to, like, yeah, this is a Linda song. She's been saved all her life. God's been faithful to her all her life. This isn't a song I can, like, I can, when I first heard it, that I can relate to. I haven't been Christian all my life. I haven't served him all of my life. And there's some really bad things that had happened to me in my life, right? And so the enemy would tell you, he hasn't been faithful to you all your life. And then as the song kept playing and I kept listening, and I just kept thanking God for everything he's done, he has been faithful to me all my life. Am I not here? Am I not serving him? Did I not get up this morning? Am I not blessed to breathe a breath? He has been faithful all of my life. Just because it didn't look like what I thought it should look like, he has brought me out of what I thought I couldn't be thankful for. That he had been good to me. Yes, he has. Because despite all that stuff, he reached in and he pulled all that bitterness and anger out from all of that mess that was in there. Amen? He has been good to me all my life. And he has been good to you all your life. Amen? Amen. Praise
the Lord.
Let's give him a hand clap.
Praise
he's
the Lord.
Worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, this
praise
is pet
the
peeve.
Lord.
This is pet peeve. I'm not yelling at you,
pet
I promise.
Peeve.
I'm just telling you what a pet peeve is of mine, is that I hear people shouting louder at ball games, Super Bowl, all that stuff. And then when we say, give the Lord a shout of praise, and we barely have any noise, it's a pet peeve of mine. Why? Because there's nobody that deserves it more. Everything that he has done for me, everything he's done for you, for humanity, he became sin so that we wouldn't have to pay for it. Amen? He is
Amen.
A good Father. He's a good God. We praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
You are worthy.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Praise the
you
Lord.
You are good, God.
Yes, he
you
is.
You are good. Somebody
all
made
the time.
Fun of my woo. I think it was you, Carrie. But I don't care. I'll woo for Jesus all the rest of my life. Amen?
Amen.
He's so good.
Praise God.
He is so good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So what we got going on? We've got the men's breakfast
this
Saturday.
This Saturday.
9 at the Plaza.
At the Plaza, yep.
We've got the marriage conference in Urbana tomorrow night at 7. We are getting a date for here. It's not set yet, but we are getting a date for a Friday night here in the near future. So not next Friday night, because then that's Botkins. But either that one or the next one will be probably the one we do here. So keep your calendar Friday nights open if you can.
Amen.
And 3 to 4 Fridays, and that
oh,
would
man.
Be great. Well, but we're going to give it to you as soon as we have it. And
praise
then the
God.
Women's breakfast / Bible study will be the first Saturday of the month. And it'll be at 9 o'clock, and it'll be right here.
Amen.
Listen, I'd rather eat our food any day.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the food we have here is good.
Amen.
Yeah, we don't need to go to a restaurant.
Praise God.
Look at these ladies. I'm telling you.
Praise the Lord.
They're some good cooks.
Amen.
And that's all I've got.
That's all you got, baby?
That's it.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Let's just be thankful that God is so good to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean that every day is easy. Amen. Doesn't mean that we don't have challenges. Amen. But it does mean that the Lord is faithful and he's good to us. And he comes and he helps us out. Amen? So right now we're going to release those children to go to Children's Church. Praise God. And to have their time in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we're just going to look at a little scripture here in the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23. It says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and onyx and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone." Amen. So one thing I want to do tonight as I stand here and talk to you about tithes and offerings is just to remind you that that's just one thing we get the opportunity to do in the kingdom of God. Amen? and that we don't want to ever forget that there's greater things like judgment and mercy and faith. And the fact that we get to give people forgiveness and we get to be kind to people and we get to love one another, amen? These are things that are very important to us, amen? Along with giving and doing that kind of stuff. And so we want to make sure that we're just faithful in every area of our life concerning faith and concerning God, amen? And so tonight we're just going to take up the offering, and I want you to just give out of your heart and give according to what the Lord purposes you to give, and just be thankful. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity that we get to give, God. And I thank you, Father, that you touch our lives and that you help us in many ways, Father God. And that, Father, your hand is on us, God, and your goodness is around us, Father. And we just thank you for it. And I just thank you for touching your people and touching their life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to start with a prayer request tonight because an unfortunate event has happened in Forest, Ohio. They experienced a murder in Forest. And so we just want to pray for that little town and pray for that family. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray right now that you would put your hand on all those who are affected by this, Father. And Lord, we just pray, God, that your grace and strength would help them get through this time, Father. And Lord, we pray that justice is brought to this situation, Father, and that the most peace that can possibly come would be given, God. And Father, we just thank you for touching the lives of people, Father God. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I was excited because I don't get to do all the, I'm not on all the social media stuff, but I found out that there's a college down in Kentucky, in Wilmore, Ohio, called Asbury College, and they are experiencing a great outpouring revival of God. Amen? And give your head, give the Lord a hand clap. And I am just excited about this because I want each of us to be praying that revival would come and touch us the same way. Amen? I believe that revival starts with individuals. Amen? That press in and ask God to touch their life, amen, and then that moves into a corporate anointing of what God can do and move within us. So I was thanking God for them and what's going on there, and I'm praying and asking God to bring revival to us, amen, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. But I just think that's exciting, and I just want us to be excited about the fact that in 2023, we get the opportunity to see the goodness of God. Amen? And I don't ever want you to lose sight of the fact that what God did anywhere in the Bible, God can do that today. Amen? If he healed somebody, he can heal today. Amen? If he blessed people, he can bless today. Amen? If he filled people, he can fill them today. Amen? And when he changes lives, amen, and rescues us, he can rescue today. Amen? And we want to just be a people that are thankful for God's goodness and thankful for what the Lord will do and thankful for how he blesses. Amen? And we just want to get into the word tonight, and I just want to read a little bit to you. And we're going to go right here to the book of Romans, praise God. Romans chapter 5, and we're going to hang out here for a little bit, praise the Lord. Amen. And it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And what I want to just bring to you tonight is this very fact, that the way you and I have peace with God is through our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Because he went to the cross for us, because he died for us, because he made our relationship with God right, and because he is our intercessor, and because he stands in the gap for us, we have peace with God. Amen? And we have a great relationship with God, because when we become children of God, he becomes Abba Father to us. Amen? And I just want to go on here, and it says, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand. Amen? And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And I want to make sure that each of us tonight realize that we don't stand in our own strength. Amen? That the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? But it says here that we stand in his grace. Amen? And we stand in the goodness of God that's touching our lives. Amen? And it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. One thing I want you to realize as Christians is that throughout your life, the Lord is going to bless you. He's going to keep you. He's going to help you. But you better understand that there's going to be times where you have tribulations. Amen? We're going to have times where we suffer some things that we didn't anticipate. Amen? There's going to be times where we experience people dying that we didn't want to see die too soon, and that we see things happen in life, and we see people come into places where they might lose a job, or they might have to file bankruptcy, or they might have to have some kind of challenge that comes against them. And I want you to know something, that tribulations are a part of this life. Amen? As long as we have a devil that fights us, and as long as Satan can try to come against us, we're going to have times where tribulations are a part of our life. Amen? But it says here, to glory in tribulation. Also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So in other words, just because we're going through a difficult time, and just because we're experiencing something in life that we didn't plan for, and that we don't like, and that we don't appreciate, maybe we're going through some kind of sickness or some kind of setback or some kind of challenge, in the middle of that challenge, let's remember that we can still rely on God. Amen? In fact, I'm telling you that when tribulation comes and difficulty comes upon your life, it's time for you to press into God. Amen? It's time for you to be stronger in your faith than ever before. Amen? It's time for you to grab a hold of everything you can in God and give him your best effort. Amen? I want you to know that that's when we stand in his grace. Amen? And we stand in his power. And sometimes we're going to come to the end of ourselves. Amen? I'm sure you've experienced a time where you didn't know what to do and you didn't know what to think. And you were just saying, God, are you with me? God, can you help me? God, I don't understand why this is the way it is. I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. Well, I tell you what, I don't have an answer for everything you go through. Amen? And I can't answer every difficulty that you have. Amen? But I do know this, God's going to be faithful to you. I do know this, that if you stay with God, he's going to work things out for you. Amen? Now, everything might not work out exactly the way you thought it was going to work out. Amen? But you'll be able to look back at that time and you'll be able to see that God did bring you through. Amen? And it says here that tribulation, if we will let it, will worketh patience in us. Amen? And that patience has within it peace. It has within it strength. Amen? It has within it a joy or a resting place in God, where we can get to the point where when tribulation does come our way, it doesn't knock us off course. Amen? It doesn't upset our apple cart so much that we fall into depression or into discouragement or into anxiety or into these other things. But there's a patience that can come upon us where we can rest in God. Amen? And when we rest in God, that patience will lead us to having an experience. Amen? And I want you to know that the Bible says that we will have experience which will bring hope. Amen? Because God will do the supernatural in the midst of our situations. Amen? If we stay the course with God, we will see him bring outcomes to us that are supernatural. Amen? And we'll see him do some things on our behalf that are beyond the normal, amen, and beyond average, amen. And we will see God come and work in us because that is what he does, amen. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, amen, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, amen. And so whenever we are walking with God and whenever we trust in him, no matter what the outcome is, we're not going to be ashamed. Amen? We're going to be able to trust in him. We're going to be able to have peace in him. We're going to be able to have strength in him. And we're going to be able to be thankful that God was so faithful. Amen? I want to remind you that the Bible says in John 10:10 that it is the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? It is a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the Lord says, I have come to give life, amen, and that life more abundantly, amen. And I'm not just talking about natural blessing, amen. I'm not just talking about abundance being money or being something like that, but God will give you a life that's more abundant, amen. He'll give you a life that's more filled with peace, amen. He'll give you a life that's more filled with his grace, and a life where he can come and touch us in the middle of situations, and we will not be alone, amen? And we'll be touched by his goodness, amen? And God will come upon us, amen, in the middle of something, and he will give us a life that we could never have before, amen? See, I love it because life more abundantly means that he's talking about the eternal life he's going to give us, amen? He's talking about the fact that one day you get to go to heaven, amen? He's talking about the fact that he will not leave you alone, amen, and that he will not leave you forsaken, amen, and God will turn your situations around, amen. I want you to know something that Pastor Regina and I just recently here within the last week or two, we went back to where we first started, amen, hallelujah, and it's like we took a trip down memory lane, and we went back to the what was that, the first little apartment we had or the second apartment we had? Because we, yeah, okay. We went to the first apartment we got when we got saved and we got our feet planted in the Lord, amen? And it was amazing because it was just this little apartment. But I tell you what, it was a great new beginning, amen? It was a place where God changed our lives, amen? And took us out of darkness and put our feet on a solid ground, amen? And I want you to know that in that first little apartment, I can remember praying and just having the peace of God come. And I can remember the times that we would pray in that little apartment and God would just touch us with his presence, amen? I tell you what, it was amazing because is that when I first started walking because we didn't even have a car at that time? Yeah, when we first moved in, I didn't have a car and somehow... Oh, yeah. After we started going to church, there was a time period where I didn't even have a car, amen? And I'd have to walk to the store and walk everywhere. But I tell you what, it was amazing because I remember that scripture that the Lord will be a lamp unto my feet, amen? And that he would light my path, amen? And that everywhere I put my foot, he would bless us, amen? That's in the Bible, amen? And so I can remember when the Lord just started walking us through that process, and every day he would just do a little something that would give us a blessing, amen? I remember that from that little place, I used to have a guy that would drive me to work every day and another guy that would bring me home every day. And they did that for the first month of my employment until God did give us a car, amen? And then we were walking in that blessing for a little bit, and it's just God added to us little by little, amen? So I want you to know that no matter where you are in life, God will provide for you, amen? And God will bless you, amen? And God will keep you in the little things, amen? And so we need to know that the Lord is sure-footed in what he says to us, and he is a sure place of us being confident and blessed in the goodness of God, amen? I want to remind us what it says in Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen? And if we really look at that, the Lord is our provider. Amen? And so I want you to know that I shall not want. That doesn't mean that I might have everything in life that I thought I was going to have. Amen? It might not mean that I get every little desire that I think I should have, and it might not mean that I become a millionaire, and it might not mean that I become a rich and famous person, but it does mean that the Lord will take care of us, amen, and that he will be faithful to us, amen, and that his blessing will be upon our life, amen, and that we will know the difference of the goodness of God, amen. It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. The Lord will restore you and strengthen you. Amen. And God will bless you in every measure of your life. Amen. I want you to know something. That if you are struggling in your relationship, what it really means is that you need to give God more room. You need to ask God more into the things of your life. Amen. And God wants to bless you on a day-to-day basis. Amen. And I tell you what, that God can stop something from occurring and he can help you get through some things. Amen. He can stop things that are wicked or that are negative from happening in your life, and he can help turn those situations around. Amen. The Bible says here, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen to me, there's going to come days where dark things happen in your life or difficult things happen in your life, amen? But the Lord says that we're not supposed to fear that evil thing coming, amen? Because he's with us, amen? The Bible says that one of his names is Emmanuel, that God is with us, amen? And that means that he will comfort us and he will strengthen us and he will never leave us. Amen. The next scripture I like, it says that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I want you to know something, that when you live for the Lord, it doesn't mean that every day is going to be easy, amen? It doesn't mean that you're not going to see difficulties or challenges, amen? Because in our human being state, we're going to see difficulties and challenges that come up, amen? We might see a health challenge or a financial challenge or a physical challenge or an emotional challenge. We're going to see these things, but I want you to know something. God is faithful, amen? His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, amen? And I tell you what, you're going to have testimony after testimony of what God did to help you in life, amen? And I want you to know something, that that testimony will last throughout your lifetime, amen? I tell you what, once the Lord partners with you in life, and once you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, I'm going to tell you, he's in this thing with you for the long haul. Amen? Amen? He will truly be with you for every breath you take. Amen? Amen? And every move you make. Amen? The Lord will be with you throughout your life, and he will bless you and help you in the good times and the tough times. Amen? I tell you what, the Bible says that as long as the earth remains, in the book of Genesis chapter 8, he says there will be seed time and there will be harvest. Amen? And what that means is that every day of your life is not going to be a day of harvest. Amen? You're going to see some times where you're sowing, where you're trying to do all that you can do, where you're working hard or you're under pressure or you have something going on in your life. You're going to have those times and those moments that are going to be tough for us. Amen? But the Lord will help us, and the Lord will be with us, amen? Everything is not going to go your way, amen? In fact, the Bible says that it's good for us to know that it's God's will when things come to pass, amen? And it's good for us to know that we need God's will to take place in our life, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He certainly is worthy. Amen. He's a blessing. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You know, I want you to know something. Throughout your life, you're going to grow from glory to glory. Amen. And throughout our life, we're going to come to points where we see that we need to do more. Amen. Or we see that we need to give something up. Amen. And I want you to know that on a daily basis or in your life, I want you to be willing to have the Lord look at your heart. Amen. I want the Lord to be able to check our motives. Amen. I want the Lord to be able to look at us and have us see if there be any wicked way in us. Amen. Because I know that our heart is to do right and to do good. Amen. And I pray for each and every one of us that our heart is open to be judged by God. Amen. The Bible says that if you'll judge yourself, you won't have to be judged. Amen. And that means that you can work with God to work things out. Amen. And you can ask God in every situation why you're going through different things to make sure that it's not you causing an issue. Amen. We should be able to clear our heart right away with God. Amen. When we're going through tribulation, we should be able to look at our heart and know that we either self-inflicted ourselves or this is just something that has come upon us that we're going to have to go through. Amen. Because I'll tell you that just because you're a Christian, you're not promised to live a life that doesn't have challenge in it. Amen? Now, I tell you what, I do believe that the Lord will work on our behalf, and there's things that he does minimize for us. Amen? And I tell you what, being a Christian means that you will deal with less than you would in the world. Amen? Because you'll be blessed and you'll be taken care of, but you're going to have challenges that come your way. And you're going to have to discern in your heart whether you did something self-inflicting or whether this is just something that's come upon us. Amen? And I tell you what, you can make that judgment real quick when you keep your heart open to the Lord. Amen? When you keep your heart open and you're willing to say, "Lord, try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting." When you're willing to look at God and have that open, honest relationship with him, then you're going to start to see things happen in your life in a great way. Amen? Because that is a part of spiritual maturity. Amen? Part of spiritual maturity is being able to ask God to try my heart and to make sure that I have proper motives in the things that I'm doing. Amen? I want you to know something, that the Bible says this, in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Amen? And I want you to know something, that we should be doing works that please God. Amen? Now, we can't win our way to heaven by works. Amen? But the Bible also says this, that there should be fruits that are a sign of our salvation. Amen? I want you to know something. We should see change in ourselves. Amen? If we were ever cussy and fussy and angry-hearted and mean-hearted, guess what? Eventually, in your walk with Christ, we should see that changed. Amen? And I tell you what, there are just things that happen to us that we should see change that are the fruits of our salvation. Amen? And we should want to do good things. We should want to be able to be blessed. We should want to be able to do good to our neighbors and be a part of doing different things that are good. Amen? Because this should be something that we see and that we do and something that we walk in the ways of God with. Amen? And this is something that we should be willing to set our lives into. Amen? We should want to bring fruits of our salvation before the Lord. Amen? And I just want to go and I want to read something to you and just stir you up tonight a little bit. And I hope this stirs you up a little bit because it stirs me up when I sit here and I read it and I look at this type of thing. And it says this in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. You know, I want to look at this from the bottom part first, and I want to say this to you. Throughout all ages, amen. I want you to know something, that as long as the earth remains until Jesus comes back, we're going to see touches of God on this earth, amen. We're going to experience him, amen. As long as you live on this earth, until the day you go up, either in the rapture or you die and go up through natural means and all that kind of stuff, from now until then, we're going to see God's hand on our life. Amen? We're going to be able to look to him. We're going to have a relationship with him. And we're going to be able to just see the goodness of God. Amen? And then I want to address this part that says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I want you to know something. Don't limit the Lord's ability to do something in your life. Amen? I tell you what. Let the Lord give you dreams and give you goals. Amen? And everything you do that you're working on in this life, make sure that you set it before Jesus and you've prayed about the steps that you're going to take. Amen? I want you to know something, that Regina and I have been in this relationship with God for a long time, but there's not anything we do without considering the Lord in everything we do. Amen? I want you to know something, that we don't even make big purchases without praying about them. I want you to know that even if we have the money for it, we don't just make big purchases without praying and seeking God first. Amen? And I want you to know that that's just one aspect of your life. Amen? I tell you what, you shouldn't make big moves and big steps without really considering what God wants you to do. Amen? And I want you to know something, that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen? I want you to know something, that from that little apartment to where we are today, we're still amazed at what God has done. Amen? And I tell you what, the Lord has oftentimes just overwhelmed us with what he's done. Amen? I can tell you story after story where the Lord moved on our behalf that was far beyond anything we could ever think of. Amen? And I want you to know something, that God's goodness is for all of us. Amen? And I want you to know that the Lord is wanting to do something in your life. Amen? So I want you to know something. I want you to set your heart in prayer, and I want you to set your heart to look for the Lord, because his goodness is going to follow you. Amen? All the days of our life, God's goodness is going to be upon us. Amen? And God is going to do something to bless us. Amen? And he's going to do something to help you. Amen? He will help you right where you're at, and he will bring his goodness to pass in your life. Amen? God wants to keep you every day. Amen? He wants to do something with you every day of your life. Amen? And I want you to know that every day of our life, we should be aware of his presence. Amen? And we should be able to be aware of something that God has done for us. Amen? Amen. Even if it's just realizing that you breathed all day today and didn't even realize how God touched you. Amen? You breathed every minute of your life today, and you didn't even recognize the fact that he says every breath comes from him. Amen? Sometimes we just take advantage of things that God's goodness is doing for us, and we just need to be thankful. Amen? And we just need to know how much he's with us. Amen? God is with us every day. Amen? And so when we have tribulations, I want you to know something, that you're going to have them. You're going to have challenges. Don't let it get you so discouraged that you can't be at peace and you can't see the goodness of God taking place in your life. Amen? Amen. And make sure that when tribulations and difficulties come, that you truly put them in the hands of God. Amen? He says, cast all, not just a little bit. He says, casting all of your cares on me because I care for you. Amen. And make sure that you put everything in God's hands so he can work on your behalf. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your kindness that's on our life, God. And I thank you for touching each and every one of us, Father. I thank you for your faithfulness, Father God. I thank you for your kindness, Father God, that even when we face tribulations and difficulties that we will have on this place called earth, Father God, not every day is going to be perfect. Not everything's going to be easy. We're not always going to have an easy road ahead of us, Father. We're going to face challenges, but God, you're going to be with us and you're going to touch us and you're going to keep us and you're going to help us in every way. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Well, Roger's dad is in ICU with pneumonia, so we're just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray right now, Father God, that you would touch his dad, but you would also strengthen Roger and his family during this time, Father God. And Lord, that your hand would be on this situation, Father. And Lord, that you would bring healing. And we just pray, God, that you're touching him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we pray for Randy, who has a job interview tomorrow, Father God. Lord, just be with him and strengthen him, God. Give him answers and give him information to know, Father God. And Lord, we just help. Pray that you would help Randy, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Savannah, we're going to pray for Savannah that she has a quick recovery from the process of giving birth. Amen. And Lord, we thank you, God, that this baby has come and it's a great blessing, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it, Father. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just touch Savannah, Father God, and you would quicken her healing process, Father God. Let her recover stronger and quicker than they ever thought she would, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Father, Jeannie's asked us to pray for Alana, and we just put her before you, Father God, with these stomach issues, Father. And we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would loose the working of miracles and loose healing, Father God, into her, Father God. And Lord, that you'd bring healing to this situation, Father God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. He's good. Amen. And he's good all the time. Amen. Amen. And the Lord wants to just work in your life. I promise you that God wants to work with you. Amen. Go to him. Pray to him. Believe him. And give him room to move on every aspect of what you got going on. Amen. Because he's a good and a faithful God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. I thank you for being with us tonight. And I just want you to know that God's goodness is all around you. Amen. And I'll be up here to pray for anybody that needs prayer. And I just want you to go in the peace and the strength of God and have a great evening. Amen. God bless you.